I was walking around, inspecting myself in the various mirrors, when June came down with a cello and began to play. She played "Oh, Susanna," which made all of us smile. There's nothing like a small joke at a vigil to help you relax. I walked up to the coffin and stood between August and Rosaline. It was the same old May, except her skin was pulled tight across her face bones. The lamplight spilling into the coffin gave her a kind of glow. They had her wearing a royal blue dress I'd never seen, with pearl buttons and a boatneck collar, and a blue hat. She looked like any second she would pop open her eyes and grin at us. This was the woman who taught my mother everything there was to know about getting rid of roaches in a nice way. I counted on my fingers the days since May had told me about my mother staying here. 6. It seemed like 6 months. I still wanted so badly to tell August what I knew. I guess I could have told Rosaline, but it was really August I wanted to tell. She was the only one who knew what any of it meant. Standing at the coffin, looking up at August, I had a powerful urge to tell her right then, just blurt it out. I'm not Lily Williams, I'm Lily Owens, and it was my mother who stayed here. May told me. And then it would all come out. Whatever terrible things might happen, would. When I peered up at her, though, she was brushing tears off her face, looking for a handkerchief in her pocket, and I knew it would be selfish to pour this into her cup when it was already to the brim with grief for May. June played with her eyes closed, as if May's spirit getting into heaven depended solely on her. You've never heard such music, how it made us believe death was nothing but a doorway. August and Rosaline finally sat down, but once I was up at the coffin, I found I couldn't leave. May's arms were crossed over her chest, wings folded in on themselves, a pose I did not find flattering. I reached in and held her hand. It was waxy cool, but I didn't care. "I hope you will be happier in heaven," I told her. "I hope you will not need any kind of wall up there. And if you see Mary, Our Lady, tell her we know Jesus is the main one down here, but we're doing our best to keep her memory going." For some reason, I felt exactly like May's spirit was hovering in a corner of the ceiling, hearing every word, even though I wasn't speaking out loud. "And I wish you would look up my mother," I said. "Tell her you saw me, that I'm at least away from T-Ray for the time being. Say this to her. Lily would appreciate a sign letting her know that you love her. Doesn't have to be anything big, but please send something." I let out a long breath, still holding her dead hand, thinking how big her fingers felt in mine. "So I guess this is goodbye," I told her. A shudder went through me, a burning along my eyelashes. Tears fell off my cheeks and spotted her dress. Before I left her, though, I rearranged her a little. I folded her hands together and tucked them under her chin like she was thinking seriously about the future. At 10 o'clock that morning, while June was playing more songs for May and Rosaline was poking around in the kitchen, I sat on the back porch steps with my notebook, trying to write everything down, but really I was watching for August. She had gone out to the wailing wall. I pictured her out there working her pain into the spaces around the stones. By the time I spotted her coming back, I'd stopped writing and was doodling in the margins. She paused halfway across the yard and stared toward the driveway, shielding her eyes from the sun. "Look who's here," she yelled, breaking into a run. I had never seen August run before, and I could not believe how quickly she crossed the grass with her loping strides, her long legs stretched out under her skirt. "It's Zack," she shouted at me, and I dropped my notebook and flew down the steps. I heard Rosaline behind me in the kitchen shouting to June that Zack was here, heard June's music stop in the middle of a note, When I got to the driveway, he was climbing out of Clayton's car. August wrapped him up in her arms. Clayton stared at the ground and smiled.